Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
December 9th, 2008, The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, site redesign. Welcome back to another digital story. I have some virtual camera club business to share with you today and hopefully get some of your feedback at the same time. Basically, what I'm doing is we're working on a site redesign for thedigitalstory.com. And I wanted to run some ideas by you. And then hopefully, if you have some thoughts about them, that maybe you could post a comment to the site and help us while we're formulating all the good things that we're going to do. First, let me give you a little background history on The Digital Story. Those of you that have been following the site for a while have, know a little bit about this. And those of you that are new, hopefully you'll find this slightly interesting. So basically, after I finished a book back in 2005 called Digital Pocket Guide 3rd Edition, I knew that I was going to have something that was a little stronger online to augment the work that I was doing in print. And, you know, I had a business site for story photography that was mainly focused at people who were interested in hiring me for events and so forth. But I didn't really have a way to talk about the things that I was passionate about in photography in general. And the sort of things that had got me excited when I was writing the pocket guides and working on iPhoto, the missing manual and all that, I didn't really have an online outlet for that. So at the same time, podcasting was becoming a pretty big deal. And Apple had announced that they were going to include podcasts in iTunes. And I go, man, this seems like a good time to just bite the bullet, build something online, and get going with this. Again, this was in 2005. So I got together with two very good friends, David Lentz, who was a terrific and still is a system administrator, and also Mark Levitt, who I had worked with. He's a web producer. I'd worked with him at O'Reilly, and he had been my web producer on a few O'Reilly sites. And I got together with them and said, guys, would you be interested in taking this on, doing something along these lines? And I sort of explained what I wanted to do with The Digital Story. And at the time, my thoughts were, that this would be an online community that would focus on photography, but that would also, you know, deal with the convergence of other media, video, audio, so on and so forth. And I knew I wanted a blog where I could post things on a daily basis. And I knew I wanted a podcast that I would do once a week. And then beyond that, it was just sort of up in the air. So we got together and we had, probably two or three meetings, after everyone got off work and stuff and, you know, with a beer or two. And we sort of formulated our initial plan for The Digital Story. And we got to work. We went for it. And in October of 2005, we pretty much had the site ready to go. I launched it in October 2005. Did the first podcast, started blogging and so forth, and basically have been, you know, just mowing along with that original site ever since. Well, since that time, I have learned a lot of things about running an online community. First of all, one of the very first things that I learned, and I kind of knew this before, but Digital Story, brought it home, is that, you know, the people who visit the site and who participate in the community are the ones that will really sort of, you know, guide you and show you the direction that you should be going. And my job is to basically listen to that and, you know, go with that momentum, go in the direction that they want. So one of the things that I learned right away is that I'm best when I'm talking about photography. People respond to me better when I'm talking about photography. And the site became very focused on photography with, you know, in the last couple of years especially, with very little about the other media, very little about audio, very little about video and web and so forth. And in the early days, I actually tried to post in all those areas, but they just never really got the traction that my post did in the photography area. So, for instance, when we're thinking about this next version, the site redesign, one of the things is that it is going to be very much photography-focused, as it is already. I think we're just going to clean up a lot of things. For instance, when you listen to the introduction to the show that Scott Shepherd does for me, you'll notice that I'm talking in the introduction, we're talking about all sorts of stuff, you know, video and audio and so forth. Well, that was, you know, part of our original plan. We really thought we were going to be doing podcasts in all those different areas. And it, you know, really, it just hasn't worked out that way. It's worked out to be that this is mainly a photography site or things that deal with imagery. So, you know, as part of the redesign effort, you know, we're going to record new intros and outros for the podcast that I think, you know, say, you know, more clearly what we're up to, and that's more in line with what we're actually doing. So anyway, so, you know, when I finished the last book that I just did, the Photoshop CS4 Companion for Photographers, it had been a really busy year this year. I had been thinking about site redesign for some time. But, you know, first, in the early part of the year, we did the revision to iPhoto, The Missing Manual, the book that I work on with David Pogue. And then right after that, we finished up the Digital Photography Companion, which was sort of the new version of the Pocket Guide. The Pocket Guide went for 3 editions, and I still have a lot of people bring up pocket guides to me at conferences and so forth and say, you know, just how they love the size and everything. But one thing that we learned was that we had to go with just a little bigger size than pocket guides because the bookstores like Barnes & Noble and Borders and so forth didn't like the small books. They felt like that they got lost in the shuffle and so forth, and they wanted something a little bigger for the shelf. And of course, I wanted to make sure that it wasn't too big to carry around in the camera bag or in your backpack, because I think being able to take the companion with you is, you know, like a very important part of the mission of this book. So we found the middle ground, and we decided, you know, we can't call it Pocket Guide anymore because it's a little bit bigger. So Companion, Digital Photography Companion, is really the 4th edition of that book. But because it was a bigger book, there's a lot of stuff I had to add, including all the updating to the existing content. So that was a whole new project, really. We did that and finished that up in March, and then I got right to working on the Photoshop book, working with beta copies of Photoshop CS4 at the time. Finished that up, and then I was going, okay, no more books for a little while. I really want to work on the website, and that brings us to where we are right now. So I want to run some things by you, what I want to do with the site. So the first thing, you know, I want to refresh the way that it looks. It's funny how outdated a site can look after just a couple of years. And if you figure that we started working on the site in early 2005, and by the time the new site launches, it'll be 2009. Whoa, that's a long time. That's a long time for one look. So we're going to update the look a little bit, make it a little bit cleaner. We're also going to improve the navigation of the site, the top navigation bar, and so forth, to make it a little easier to move around. And then we're going to add stuff. And the adding stuff is the stuff that I'm really excited about. First of all, I'm going to make it so that we can look at bigger pictures on the site itself. Right now, in the design that we have, you know, the pictures that I run are 400 pixels wide, and that's not very big for a photo. At the time when I was trying to do a blog that was, you know, when we first conceived of it, we wanted something that was very portable that people could look at on any computer and so forth. And we wanted it to load fast. Well, a lot has changed in terms of people's capacity since then. And I think folks can take a little bit more functionality, a little bigger pictures. So what we're going to do is something that I like a lot, where we'll run a picture that on the site that'll be like 400 pixels wide or whatever when the page first loads, but then you'll be able to click on it and it'll zoom up to a bigger size. We'll probably have it zoom up to around 700 pixels when it zooms up, and that will give us a lot more to look at, and I think it'll make viewing photos on the site more enjoyable. So I'm very excited about that. I've wanted that functionality on this site for a long time, and we're going to do it in this redesign. Now, the second thing that I want to do that I want to add is I want to have some video on the site. Now, I've asked you about video before, and one of the things, the feedback that I got is video is great, but don't do it instead of the audio podcast, because the audio podcast is sort of a foundation piece. Don't mess with that. If you want to do video also, that's fine. And we're going to stick with that. So the audio podcasts will stick, you know, once a week. We'll continue to do audio podcasts. They'll come just the way they are. If you don't do anything differently, you won't see anything differently that way. But I'm going to start adding some video to the site itself. So if you go to, you know, www.thedigitalstory.com, you'll have video available that you can click on it. It'll probably be similar to the way that we're going to do the pictures. It'll be like a smaller frame that'll be there on the site. You click on it, it'll zoom up into a bigger frame and start playing, and you can watch it right there. Now, at the moment, I don't really have plans to send video out in the RSS feed. And what that means to you, like if you've subscribed to The Digital Story through iTunes, which I hope you have, because that's the most convenient way to get the shows. That way, when I publish a show, it's available to you right away. And I just love that. So I don't think we're going to send video out in the feed right now. That's not the plan. But we will have it so that you can watch it on the site. And so if you go to the site, and if I'm doing a screencast or a little tutorial or just a yakking at you kind of thing, you'll see the video there. We'll have all the other videos there also, so you can see everything. And you just click on it and watch it right there on the webpage. And initially, that's the way we're going to go. However, if you have, this is an area where I'm open to feedback. So if you have thoughts around that, or if there's if you have a suggestion and a different way to do that that you think would be better, you know, please post a comment, because how we handle video, I want to handle it very carefully. How we handle video is a very important part of this to me. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm actually going to create a whole new section of the site. And so the site basically will be two sections. Everything will run through the homepage now just as it does. Then there will be two subsections. The first section will be basically what you've been seeing right now, which is the photography section. And it's going to focus, as it does, mainly on taking pictures and processing pictures. Those are the areas that I feel I'm strong in. And so we'll continue to focus on that, and that will be one area of the site. But then I'm going to create a second area of the site, and it's going to be called Creative Output, or at least that's the title we're going with right now. And this, I'm very excited about this section, because this is going to be an area of the site that talks about what you can do with the digital images that you've captured. So it's going to focus on printing. We're going to do a lot on printing, inkjet printing, printing, working with services, all that sort of stuff. But we're also going to talk about things such as creative framing, doing transfers, doing projects where you actually make stuff with your images. Dipping a little bit into the world of crafting. Not crafting in the sense of, you know, painting ceramic figures, but in the sense of doing creative things with your images. And for that area, I have some help that I'm going to be bringing on. And her name is Stephanie Sheets. And She has been teaching this stuff for a long time. She has videos on sites like TV Weekly. She's demonstrated stuff on things like QVC and so forth. And she's just terrific. She's very talented, very creative, very good on the microphone, and also very good in front of the camera. And so she's going to be helping us with that site. She'll be blogging and doing podcasts and so forth. And this is a whole new area that we want to introduce for 2009. I just think there's, we're really getting to the point now where we're going, wow, I have all of these great pictures. What is some of the stuff I can do with it? So again, and we will get into scrapbooking, by the way, digital scrapbooking. That's one of the areas that's going to be part of Creative Output. So this is another thing. If you have comments, ideas, feedback, suggestions, and so forth, please post a comment, or you can send it to me directly via email. If you go to the submissions page, it'll show you how to do that. We're going to build out this new section. So if Stephanie does a post on something around inkjet printing in the Creative Output section, that'll also flow through the homepage along with what I'm doing. Or if you just, have a particular interest where you just want to see digital photography and capture and so forth, you can go to the photography section. If you're really looking for creative stuff to do with your pictures, you can go to Creative Output section, and those sections will be focused accordingly. So this will all be also part of the new site that we're doing. And it's all be digitalstory.com, but we're going to build it out sideways a little bit so that we cover more information. So I think those are the main things that we're going to tackle. We want to make it also so that members can submit projects in Creative Output. I'm going to try to have something built in as early as possible. I'm not sure it'll be in the first release or not, but it'll be pretty fast. So this is going to be pretty exciting stuff. And then we're going to do just a lot of little things under the hood to make your life better. We're going to upgrade the site. Right now it's a movable type 3.2 site. For some of you, that doesn't mean anything, nor should you care. But we're going to upgrade it to a movable type 4 site. And you're going to see a lot of things. Like right now, when you do post a comment, you have this long wait before it actually registers. And there's all this stuff that's happening on the server and yada, yada, yada. And sometimes people get impatient, so they'll hit the post button again. And then they'll end up with, two of the same comments because, they thought it didn't go the first time when actually it was just working on it. We're going to fix all that stuff. So now, in the new version, when it comes out, when you post a comment, you'll get a lot quicker response. And, I think you'll just get better behavior all the way around. So we're going to smooth all that stuff out, which should make it a more pleasurable experience for you online. Okay, so that's the update. Please, if you have ideas or suggestions or you want to make contributions, send me email. Or post a comment to the show notes here. I'm very excited about that. We're looking to have this launched sometime in February. We're working on it right now. But we're still definitely at an early enough stage where if you have a great idea, we can get it incorporated. I want to mention the photo assignment for this month is group shot. And we've already got some good submissions. People seem excited about this. And if you want a little information about group shot, the last week's podcast focus on group shots. This is also something that we're doing for 2009. We're going to have at least one podcast that's dedicated to talking about the photo assignment so that you get basically a tutorial or a refresher, and then you actually get to work on the assignment itself. I think this is going to work out great. So you have to the end of the month to get your group shot in for this month's photo assignment. And then I want to thank Red River Paper. They're going to be part of this new site in a big way. They're going to be a big part of the Creative Output section. And they're on the site right now. So look to see more from them. And also our old friends, Boink Software, who just released a new version of Boink's TV, so 1.1 version. And if you haven't taken a look at it, and if you like if you want to make your own video shows, definitely take a look at what they have to offer here. Okay, that's going to do it for this week. I'm going to get back to work. I look forward to any comments that you have. Like I said, you should be seeing the new site sometime in February, and you'll be hearing from me before then. Send your comments. Thanks so much for your participation. We're doing this because we have a great community, and I want to serve this community even better. Okay, I will see you next week. That's it for this week. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, weblogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.